Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If I came in your back door, broke my way in with a crowbar, and you caught me in your wallet stealing $800, would you be angry with me? Well, you would be rightfully in your rights. You'd be correct to gun me down, to open fire with your pump shotgun until I was dead, and that would then stop home invasions, would scare criminals, and would protect your family. Back when we behaved like that, we had almost no crimes. People would kill you. But the government has been selling water districts, private water facilities, public water facilities, things we've paid for to predominantly foreign companies, and they come in and overnight double, triple, quadruple. And we have examples of bills where the newspapers have reported on this where they'll be $240-something to $1,270-something. I mean, boom, overnight. Your trash pickup gets cut from once a week, I mean from twice a week to once a week, and they double it. And then a year later, they double it again. That's a quadrupling. This is the new lawlessness, and we got a guest coming on scheduled in the next segment. In fact, let's just go ahead and get them lined up now. Some of the other news that I have here. Now, I see these probably four or five times a day. Major university, major government studies. They're just letting you know now, 30 years into cell phones, that, oh, by the way, most of you are going to be dying from brain tumors now. You know, if our shots don't kill you, this is. You tell the poor cops, and they told them 20 years ago those radar guns were frying them, and they don't listen. Fine, don't listen. Just enjoy yourselves. Warning, using a mobile phone while pregnant can seriously damage your baby. Study of 13,000 children exposed link between use of headsets and later behavioral problems from brain development. And they have studies, multiple studies, absolutely proving that brain development problems, heart problems, because they have electrochemical nerves in them that are very sensitive, ganglia in the heart, to control that incredible muscle, that just being in the motorized incubators, that the babies are actually better in the systems that don't have all of the magnetic fields. You ever notice when you get an AM radio next to a dishwasher, it picks up? That's because a wave is being thrown off. It gets all into radio technology, microwave technology. The point is that you stick a baby inside a box with hundreds of gyros and equipment and nozzles and things spinning and scanning, it fries them. Okay, now the fields off that aren't as strong as a cell phone. And it just gets into all that, and it's hurting the kids bad. It's hurting all of us. And, I was looking at houses a few years ago, and it was a nice one, but it was like 100 yards from a cell tower. I didn't live there. Looked at another house. It had high-powered lines about 50 yards away. I didn't move there. You know, you want the house, your wife wants it, you just, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. I'm going to move into it. You need to stay away from RF, UHF. You need to stay away from microwave transmissions. You need to stay away from high-powered lines. If you care about yourself, I mean, the studies are they knew back in the 40s with the radar dishes, where the troops would heat up their food, you know, on the back of the dish, and they found out it was frying them. They get sunburns from it. I know radio engineers. You go in there an AM transmitter for just 10 minutes, you get a sunburn. Okay, I'm going to explain to you, ladies and gentlemen. It's very bad for you. I know you can't see the waves, but they are there. They're just not visible to our light spectrum. They're in a different spectrum, different wavelength. And that's your daily warning. It's a big report, London Independent. Got links to it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. God help us. I've basically completely quit using my cell phone. I don't think I've checked the messages in 2 weeks. I don't even know where it is. I know it's out of batteries, actually. It's in my car. That's the new system. I'm just completely getting rid of it. I'm going to throw the thing away. Because if I have it, I'll just keep using it. But everybody's buying them for their kids, frying their little brains.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame. Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Snitto is our guest, and I really appreciate him coming on the show today. Thirst, Fighting the Corporate Theft of Our Water. There's a book, there's a film, and I have read excerpts of the book online. I've seen clips online of the film. It really fits in to really what I have researched myself, and the reason I'm saying that is this is an accurate book, an accurate film. In fact, it probably doesn't even scratch the surface of how bad it really is, though it will completely shock you. It is just mind-blowing that we pay for the water systems, we sit on top of the aquifers, that they're teaching us that water is a diminishing resource, and you know they're preparing us to pay more. It's artificial scarcity, and when a $240 bill goes up to $1,270, I mean, this is the type of stuff that's going on. And the raping is just intensifying. But look, we're Americans. We think we're free. We think it's the land of the free, home of the brave. And so we're taken advantage of. We pay on average five times what people in third world nations pay for prescription drugs. We pay about double what Europe does, about double what the Canadians pay. Though in many cases they have higher standards of living than us. We don't have the highest standard now. We just dropped to like number three. We pay the most for everything, except for fuel, and that's now changing as the dollar devalues. We are the most imprisoned population. We are the most obese population. We are the most unhealthy population next to the Russians. It is because multinational corporations know this is the happy hunting ground. 30 million dumbed down, self-important people so busy worshiping themselves in the mirror that they have no idea that corporate crooks are running absolutely rampant. Now, the corporate crooks know we're starting to wake up, so they've written policy reports to militarize police, build more prisons, get ready to suppress free speech in case we don't like going into third worldom as we're now sliding down into it. We really appreciate our guest coming on with us today. And Alan, I've never talked to you before. Am I pronouncing your last name right?
Yes, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks for coming on. Tell us, because you've been doing, working on this for over a decade, when you first woke up to this scam, boil down the basics for us and then flesh out what their current looting is.
Well, I think I'd say that when we first really woke up to things was that where we live, my partner Deborah Kaufman and I in California, there was a company called Enron that sort of took over, and they deregulated the energy prices and the way that energy was controlled. And the problem with that was that, of course, the company just took us for a ride. About $9 billion was cycled out of people's pockets here in California and sent to their headquarters in Texas and to the headquarters of other major energy companies which were controlling the market. And what we found out when that crisis sort of exploded and Enron became a scandal about how it controlled prices was that Enron had also had plans to become one of the biggest water companies in the world. They were buying up water resources in England, in Argentina, in California, and other parts of the country. And they were hoping to be able to do a bit with water what they had done with energy. Luckily, they went bankrupt before they could get there. But the idea of being able to take advantage of the one resource which was absolutely essential for human life, which has been in this country a public service for all of the 20th and now into the 21st century.
And by the way, in all of England, in most areas, it's still free because you pay your taxes and it's so inexpensive through the water system to send people water. Now they're about to start charging them there, and they're shocked. So again, this is about raping us for something that we've already paid for many, many times.
Well, and there is what's happened also recently is that back when the Clean Water Act was passed in the 1970s and the EPA was created, there was a lot of money put in by the federal government into cleaning up water. That was the era when the river that runs through Pittsburgh caught on fire because there was so much chemical pollution from industry in the river. Rivers have been were cleaned up. Sewage treatment plants were modernized, industrial water treatment plants were created, and what happened since then, however, in the last 15, 20 years, has been there's a dramatic cutback in investment in infrastructure across the country. We're seeing that with highway bridges collapsing, a huge water main in New York City today.
And the feds are saying, we're not going to give you money, the states are going to give you money, you've just got a, wow, sounds like a fire engine. You've got to trade in and hand in your water district that you pay for, that the people own, to this guy. And this guy comes in the first year cheap, but then 3 years later quadruples prices.
Right. And that's been the offer that some private companies, these are multinationals, based two of them based in France, one based in Germany, have been saying that, well, what we can do is we can do it better, faster, cheaper. You don't like government anyway, especially you folks in the United States. And so why don't you turn it over to the private sector?
But let's be clear. They hire police forces. They gouge you. They just become the government. Go ahead.
Well, I think that what we saw in, for example, in Stockton, California, was not so much that they hired police forces, but what they did do was they sort of gotten involved in the political process because there was a initiative that citizens groups, grassroots people, put on the ballot saying that you couldn't privatize our system without first putting it on the ballot. And you had these companies put in $70,000 in a small city's political initiative campaign in the space of a week or two. And that was really torquing, changing the quality of local politics when you've got a multinational company with enormous, unlimited resources, lawyers, campaign consultants, and so forth, getting involved in local political races and local campaigns. And that's a major problem that we're facing actually all over the country.
And let me stop and throw this in. Well, yeah, we're the happy hunting ground. Not only are they doing that, but they even create subsidiaries that have a local name to be deceptive, correct?
In many cases, yeah, they have lots of different names that they take. So that the big energy company in Germany, which owned a big water company in England, took over a big water company in the United States called American Water. And their subsidiaries are Pennsylvania American, Indiana American, California American.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the way they're known here. That's a normal kind of thing. But many people find out about this. They almost find out about it too late, and they start to fight out against it. And so one of the things that we've
seen by the way, here they do have private police forces. Like the LCRA is constantly in trouble, and it's just a completely lawless organization. But they have attack forces that they'll release on anyone they wish.
Well,
SWAT teams, everything. Reign of terror.
That's a frightening possibility. In most places that we've seen, that remains somewhat contained on this waterfront. But it is getting scary because of climate change. There's now less water. Right where I live, there's now rationing that's gone on. Not rationing, but cutbacks of 20%.
But Enron did that as a scam. We know that Secretary of the Army White, before that, was working for him. He would bring him in the legislature into fake computer screens. They were real computer screens, but fake data showing them fake trading. Enron would just make up the number, and then that was just a mob front to put money into the Caymans, and they just imploded it and killed Lay and got him out of the way. He had a heart attack, I'm sorry, right after being convicted right before sentencing. Really, remember they told you, oh, there's no energy, and it turned out there was plenty of energy. It was just part of raping the people, and I think it was more than $9 billion, wasn't it, all told in California?
Oh, God, I don't know what the final total of this thing was.
I think it was like $26 billion, the last number I saw.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in this case, in terms of the scarcity in water, there are real problems, there's plenty of water to go around. I mean, that's one of the ironies of this situation.
That's what I was saying.
We waste water enormously, and the question is not paying a private company to take a profit off the top of that. Water is likely to get more expensive because we have to pay to clean it up, and we're polluting the water. So we have to stop polluting at the front end. If we weren't dumping as much stuff into the water as we are, then we would have somewhat of a less of a problem. But we're still going to have some problems in parts of the country, like here in California, because the temperatures are going up, and that means we have less snowpack, and that means we have less controllable water resources, and at times of the year it'll be tougher.
So we're going to have lots of choices
that we have to make as a people.
It has been getting hotter in California, but now they say it looks like temperatures are going to start dropping.
This spring?
Well, just overall, NASA and others are saying the Earth was heating. Now they think it's going to start cooling.
Oh, okay. I hadn't heard that.
But who knows what's really going to happen. You know, the weather is always changing. Well, I mean, you guys, though, your film and book has really woke a lot of people up, I'm told. I mean, a lot of people talk about it. So how are the multinationals trying to counter you? I want to talk about that when we get back, but go ahead and start.
There's no major campaign against us. They know us. They try to respond to us when they have to. They try to ignore us when they can. But I think that the problem that they've already found is that there's been, even though you're a multinational corporation, you have to beam down into the local area, and a local community can oppose their activities. They have to convince people in the local area that They should bring in these companies. And that is the obstacle. And one of the
Stay there. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Ted Anderson from Midas, May 19, 2008, gold 90670. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $932.99, $459.55 for half, $229.78 for quarter. That's $932.99, $459.55, and $229.78. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document. Clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control, this will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced, gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Police Department!
Snitow is our guest, author of Thirst, Fighting the Corporate Theft of Our Water, the film Thirst, as well, website, snito-kaufman.org, or just Google Thirst, the film, Thirst, the book, you'll find it. Now, sir, I've actually studied this, and you really are very even-handed, because for me it's even far worse than even what you're articulating, so I want to get into the real horror stories. I mean, I know this. It's in waste management and everything. They more than doubled the price of my trash pickup, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, and then cut it down to one pickup a week when the local mob-connected company that's known all over the world in 60-minute specials for being mafia-run, classic La Cosa Nostra, came in. We've had, the water go up and up and up. I mean, everything just being, I mean, it's probably three times what it was 10 years ago. And we're sitting on top of an aquifer, huge lakes everywhere. It's just squeezing us. And then I see articles in the news. I heard a talk show covering thirst just last week, Gary Brownfield. He was reading news articles where it was talking about $200 bills going to $1,200 plus. I mean, can you get into that? Because that's the proof of the pudding, is they come in and then just suddenly everything goes up by insane leaps and bounds. Obviously, we don't want this. I mean, where are these companies getting the money to come in and buy everything up? Why are our governments selling it? Can they sell it? It's our water facility.
Well, what we're trying to alert people to in Thirst, the book and the movie, was that in recent years, and particularly most intensely under the Bush administration, you've had government cut back the amount of money from our taxes that it invests in services that are for us. In effect, they are starving the beast. This is actually a term that they used, starve the beast of government. And what they're actually doing is cutting the services that our taxes pay for in order to subsidize corporations, in order to push local governments and state governments into having to go to private companies in order to carry out the services that used to be in the public trust and a public responsibility. And that's a big problem for us, because those companies come in, especially with something like water. Water is a monopoly. You only have one set of pipes underneath your ground going into your house. And so in that situation, you have no choice. You have to get the water from that one source. And what we've got to, what we're pointing out is that there's no reason to have a private company come in and do this. What we've got to demand, and in fact, they've found that more than 90% of Americans are in favor of more public funding, more federal funding and support of pure water resources. Because it's not just that there's enough water to go around. You have to be able to produce that water. You have to be able to clean it. You have to be able in order to drink it.
But here's the problem.
You also have to clean it at the other end.
But here's the problem. The feds, instead, are mandating that you let the privateers, the letter of mark, piratical individuals, take it over. So you can't go to Satan to cast out the devil. And as they say, you can't go to Beelzebub to get rid of Baphomet. Because we're looking at a system here where the feds are bought off by these very same institutions. I mean, this is the most fundamental thing, is clean, good water. Instead of having CPS out kidnapping half the kids in the city, we should spend that money on having good water. And I've also just seen the ratios of corruption, the profits these companies are making. I mean, it's just a no-brainer. We don't want private companies owning our water, especially foreign ones.
But then you've got a choice. You've got to have government be involved in it. You don't, you know, there's not, I can't go out and go to the local stream and produce clean water. So we have to, as a society, be able to have our water, our government, guarantee this. This is one of the
basic functions. No, I understand, but you know what the feds are doing right now. They're doing the opposite of what you're saying.
Well, I agree, and that is one of the reasons why the government's got to change. So that's one of the key elements of what has been going on here. We've had the services that go to us, the things that are supposed, a government is supposed to serve the people. It's supposed to be by and for the people. But what's happened is that it's become for the corporation. So it has to be taken back. And in taking it back, we can start to move things. We can start to change the way that multinational corporations are controlling the regulatory system, are raising prices, are taking over our local services. Why don't we take those services back? And we need to do that through our votes and through our government.
All right. Well, bottom line, we're being ripped off. We can argue about solutions all day. I don't see it getting any better. They're taking over the ports, waterways, roads, infrastructures, just grabbing it, militarizing it. Private quasi-governmental hordes of armed troops running around foaming at the mouth. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslaving. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Wake up, Protestant America! There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
I go back to it a lot because they run our planet. It's a window into what governs our lives. And I spent the time to read hundreds of pages of the IMF and World Bank documents that were released in March of 2002, where they talked about how they were going to take down third world countries, how they would come in and seize the water when the nations didn't pay off their debts by design. They'd tell the politicians not to. Then they'd take over the water supply and triple the price overnight, cause riots. Then the economy would implode and they'd consolidate that. And they talked about how they were coming in predatorily and buying up everything in the U.S. to control us. And now here we are, and we're talking to the writer, one of the writers, several writers with it, Michael Fox, Deborah Kaufman, and, of course, Alan, who we're talking to right now, Alan Snitto. Made a film and wrote the book Thirst, film Thirst, book Thirst, and you can go to the website, snitow-kaufman.org. We got a link on Infowars.com. Snitow is spelled S-N-I-T-O-W-Kaufman.org. Look, just run the gamut. Any other key points we should know, what their current scams are, where they're moving in, what they're doing. Break that down for us.
Okay, well, one of the scams is that a lot of talk now is happening about bottled water companies coming in and bottling either local municipal water supplies or coming in and actually pumping from springs in particular areas. This is happening all over the country. Nestle is the big one, although they have local names like Deer Park and Zephyr Hills and so on. And what's occurring here is that if people get to thinking that the only way they can get their drinking water is through bottled water, which costs 1,000 times more than tap water, then will we make the investments as a society that is necessary to keep our tap water clean? Because that's the big challenge. And bottled water is like a, in some sense, like an ideological offensive against the idea that we all deserve and have a right to clean water, and that it's our government's responsibility to make sure that that happens. And so bottled water has been this trend. It's been a fad. It's grown very, very fast. People now are seeing that they're using 40 billion plastic bottles a day for bottled water. It's an absurdity. They're using enormous amounts of plastic that goes all into landfills. It's not recycled. It's just junk, and it takes an enormous amount of oil just to make the plastic bottles. And then the water is not more regulated. In fact, it's less regulated than what comes out of the tap. So you've got a real problem, and this is like a effort to say, drink our water that you're going to pay 1,000 times more for. It's really it's a trick, and it's a sad one. We need to be able to make sure that the water that we have, the water that we get from our taps, is clean water, and that people get tested the water if they're using well water, so that they can actually make sure that the water is clean that they're drinking, because it is really the most essential part of our body.
Well, it is. I don't like what the feds are mandating and paying to have added to the water, and how they force local districts to put fluoride in their water, sodium fluoride, when we know that it's very toxic to the brain, and now a lot of the scientists and doctors that had pushed it earlier now admit they're wrong. What's your stance on them adding things? I mean, couldn't we medicate ourselves if we want sodium fluoride and think it's good for us? Couldn't we just take that ourselves?
Well, fluoride is a local decision. It's not a federal one.
Yeah, but they withhold money, water
no,
money.
No, they don't. Oh, no, they don't. They don't hold. They don't. There are a lot of places that don't have fluoride in the water.
No, I know. About 65% of the United States has it. I know the numbers, and I think you might be. I know you're a water expert, but basically, it's kind of like if Texas wanted its highway funds, it needed to put thumb scanners in 93, and they did it. So
right.
I'm not going to get an argument with you, but I know I have family that runs little water operations in towns and things
mm-hmm.
that are still government, and they're basically told, you put this in or the state's not going to give you your federal funds that they got, and they're basically ordered to. Now, I understand it's not like it's a law, but I'm saying, look, they're pressured to put it in.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the case of, there are different ones. One is the case of, you know, chlorine and so forth that's put into water. To kill germs.
But that's what the towns tell them. They tell them this water is completely clean. It's out of an aquifer, the head of the water supply. We do not need chlorine in here. The massive evidence of, cancer in the bladder, in the kidneys, in the liver. And they just say, do it. We're ordering you to. But look.
Well, the chlorine in tap water, water that goes through pipes, whether it comes from an aquifer or not, there are sometimes breaks in pipes and so on. That's the thing that ensures that the water that it gets to you has not been infiltrated with any bacteria. And chlorine is the single greatest public health move that was ever made in history, because people used to get cholera and so forth from their water supplies.
No, I fully understand that sanitation and indoor plumbing is the key to, key to civilization.
Yeah.
I'm just saying sodium fluoride... And we can have a debate about that is really bad, and I know that the level of chlorine in the Austin supply is as high as it is in a swimming pool, and a fish dies when it swims in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying we're drinking that, and I wish there were reasons to reduce it. And I don't think people should drink tap water. I agree that a lot of the bottled water is a scam and even dirtier than the water. And they've had studies, or it's killed people before it's been infected with stuff. My point is that I think we should all filter our water because of the most water supplies have a Prozac, Ritalin, female hormones. I'm sure you've heard about that.
Yeah, I think that, you know, other than like filtering for the taste, I think that you can have pretty good sense of what your local water supply is providing you. The amount of the pharmaceuticals that have recently been a lot of publicity about is a kind of horizon problem that has to be dealt with. But you know what? The way it has to be dealt with is we're going to have to modernize our treatment plants so that sewage treatment plants take it out and that drinking water treatment plants take it out. And that's the way it's going to have to happen because tap water is extremely reliable, but we're not keeping up with the threat because industry and agriculture are putting more and more and new mixtures of chemicals, whether it's pharmaceuticals, whether it's atrazine that's put on corn, and corn has been expanding enormously.
Oh, yeah, the herbicides, the pesticides, that's the big one.
That's a huge, these are huge challenges. And unless we modernize all these systems, and there are a lot of jobs involved in modernizing these systems, this is the kind of investment that we should be doing in this country
actual jobs that aren't prison guards or we
can't
have
that. We could have hundreds of thousands of jobs. We've got pipes that are 100-150 years old that are still active in a lot of cities and a lot of towns across the country. We need to replace those pipes, and there's a lot of work involved in doing that. We need to modernize a lot of the plant and equipment, a lot of the highways. There is an enormous amount in which we're letting this country's basic infrastructure fall apart. And that is an investment which actually produces the kind of jobs that are high-paying jobs, that are decent jobs, that people can have in this country at a time when unemployment is rising and when we've got a problem with bridges falling in Minneapolis. We've got all kinds of infrastructure problems. Why don't we address them? That's where our economy has to go, to address what's real rather than providing a small group of people with a couple of multinational corporations that want to have a corner on the water market. Those people are the ones who want to raise the prices and not deal with the infrastructure.
And exactly. They're not even upgrading. They're just pirating and jacking up the price and sucking off a decaying system.
They even admitted it in a German company that controls one of the biggest water company in the United States. They had a board meeting saying, we better get out of the water business because there's so much opposition to our coming in, number one, on the local level. But number two, they also said, wow, there's so much money we have to put in that it's not worth it for us because we can't make a quick killing on water as we had expected. And that is the truth. They have their work cut out for them if they get into water because we can't deal without water, and we're going to insist that they or anyone else who does water, including our own government, provide it and provide it at a decent price and make sure that it's clean. We have to insist on those things. We can't get along without it.
Well, I agree with you.
I'm glad.
No, I agree with you that we've got a serious problem and a lot of scams that are going on, and we need to have a public debate about this and not just let the privateers come in, because this is not privatization. This is not free market. It'd be free market if they came in and paid proper market price, agreed that they weren't going to gouge, offered a lot of things, which they don't, and it's just a bad idea. I mean, I'm for a free market system, but if we've already invested, already paid, it's been proven that especially local community things, I'm not for government at the federal level in any size or shape or form like it is now, but locally it really does work for our water supply, and that's how the systems were built and maintained. So to try to duplicate that or add a whole other layer of now corporate bureaucracy, they're going to cheat us. They're going to rip us off, and they've certainly done that. What are some of the most egregious examples of price increases that you've seen that you document?
Well, I agree with you on the free market system, but one of the things that I've always heard about a free market system is that generally it's about competition. You got to have a competition in the marketplace. And one of the things that happens when you're dealing with your water and the pipes is that there isn't any competition. So it's a whole different kind of situation. Once you give up control of your water supply, you have nowhere else to go. So that is one of the big problems. In terms of water price increases, there's a town not far from where I live where over the last year or two they came in with a this German company took over, and they've come in with demanding more than 100% increase over the last couple of years. And this has happened in other parts of the country as well, and some local governments have actually said, we want to take our water systems back because, first of all, providing water for people is not a money loser for local government. And it is a basic service that should be provided by local government. And these guys, the corporations, are, one, charging more. They're constantly demanding new investment. They say that they're going to put in private money, their own money, but in fact they don't. They say, oh, well, now we're running the system. Why don't you put more money in because we need these changes? And finally, in Stockton, for example, and this has happened elsewhere, they ran the system to fail. It's called run to fail. Rather than replace pipes and replace equipment proactively so that things would not fall apart, they actually delayed and waited until things would fall apart because then they could say, well, they've gotten every bit out of a piece of equipment rather than just saying, well, we can't afford, because this is a public service, to have this fail. If you're a public service, that means that you are being active to make sure that that service is there and that it doesn't fail, rather than running your equipment to fail.
So, I mean, what's their big goal? What propaganda are the private water profiteers pushing right now?
Their propaganda remains the same. They're saying that a private company, because it's in the free market, supposedly, it can be more efficient. That government is inefficient. That government employees don't work well. That they should have a quote-unquote partnership with government to deliver water. And that they will take over control and management of your local water supply, of your wastewater system. And these are the lines that they have constantly brought forward. More and more local governments are finding, and once they fell into these kind of ideas, because they've got so much tight budgets now in local areas, we're having real crunches in local budgets and state budgets. The result of that is that you have mayors saying, we've got to be able to get services out of our budget. Why don't we sell it off to a private company? And that is the wrong way to go.
Absolutely. Listen, I really appreciate you coming on and spending time with us. Folks can find out more. Which website should they visit?
I see a couple. The easiest one to remember is thirstthemovie.org.
Thirstthemovie.org.
And that has both our book and our movie there, how you can get them.
Okay.
And more information.
I appreciate all the time you've given us, and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Folks, you may not be too into your water, but you just take it for granted that it comes out of the pipe at your house. But this is what affects us, and then this is the type of basic infrastructure we're being cheated on. But let me be clear. It's not just private corporations that double and triple prices. And I've seen examples of that in news where, like I said, the $240-something a bill, and then a year later it's $1,200-something for the same amount of water. The governments are doing this, too. Governments are jacking up prices anywhere they have a monopoly. And government has a monopoly on force in your city. They have a monopoly on everything. But the super abuses we're seeing when government teams up with private corporations. And around here, I mean, you'll have the former mayor's wife on the board of the water company, and you'll have the guy on the Campo board handing over the roads to private companies to put toll roads on existing roads, and his daughter and son will work for the toll road company. I mean, getting hundreds of grand. It's just lawlessness, completely lawless, and the economy's going bankrupt. Look, a great example is Enron. They stole hundreds of billions nationwide and worldwide. They stole 20-plus billion when it collapsed out of California in 1 year, jacking up electricity prices. And they even had the, they would turn the power off, and it later came out in documents, to create the perceived image that the power really wasn't there. Then people would accept three times, four times, five times the price. That's in the IMF documents. They say, you turn the water, you turn the electricity off, because then they'll accept anything. You know, they've got it, like with the gas shortage they've now declassified they staged in the late 70s. They had plenty of oil. But before they could raise it and bring it from 45 cents a gallon to a dollar a gallon, double the price, they had to shut it down and then order their facilities not to ship the oil. There was plenty of oil. We've had oil execs on. I had family that worked, you know, for oil companies there. They saw it. The barges, they were full of oil. They create that perceived need, that perceived scarcity. And they're doing it now, and it's all collapsing. I mean, they've hired all these millions of cops, and now the economy's falling apart. They're just going to squeeze tighter to get their money. And it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. All right, a ton of news, more guests coming up, really hardcore info. So you'll want to stay with us, ladies and gentlemen, but I wanted to cover water.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mixed with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
I hear the train a-comin'.
I hear the train a-comin'. It's rollin' around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when. I'm stuck in fools in prison,
and time keeps,
and time keeps dragging on.
But that train keeps a-movin'.
But that train keeps rollin'.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, I just found out during the break, Variety reporting, George Clooney has optioned the book, The Men Who Stare at Goats. So I got to get John Ronson on the show, and I got to get General Stubblebine, the commander of the men that stared at goats, and all the mind control, all the psychic warfare powers at Fort Bragg that they had in the 70s, 80s, 90s. And he wrote a book about that, and it was a bestseller, and Clooney at Cannes is going to make that his next big movie. With George Clooney, I guess, playing Stubblebine. We got to get Stubblebine on. He's been on a couple times with us. What a character. The point is, this is what the government's into. And Stubblebine is very, very interesting, to say the least. But that's just a weird tidbit I thought I'd tell you about. There's lots of news like that that is weird and kind of fits into what we cover here. But like some guy spent 20 years inventing something that's like out of G.I. Joe Cobra Commander, where they've got a Y-wing, kind of like the people that jump off cliffs with those, those hang gliders, but it's a hard fixed-wing deal with four huge, well, they're not that big, but they're big compared to the person, engines, and there he is just flying around like something out of a movie in the mountainous air above mountains. Like something out of a science fiction movie. But it's 2008, ladies and gentlemen. I don't just mean a jetpack. I'd rather talk about stuff like that all day. By the way, we're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv here in just a couple minutes. And we are going to be opening the phones up in the next hour. In 30 minutes, we're going to have We Are Change Ohio and We Are Change Kentucky on. They went in, they had official press passes, they asked Oliver North about the concentration camp program, and when they were walking out, jumped on one guy from behind, grabbing his camera, tackled him, and then said, we're going to charge you with felonies for withholding evidence because you somehow having memory chips in their cameras was withholding evidence. So they stole the memory chips, stole the batteries, took them outside, screamed at them for 45 minutes like drill sergeants. I mean, this is the press being attacked, ladies and gentlemen. I got so mad about it yesterday on air when we had Adam on from We Are Change Kentucky. I want to get him on and the other guys. We've been able to get a hold of Adam. I have the numbers for the other guys. Guys, if you're out there, call into the network because I'm trying. I want to get you guys on for the last 30 minutes of the show. We got Adam coming on, but I heard him last night after I interviewed Adam. I heard him on another show, and I was driving around in the car, and it was unbelievable. It was even worse than what Adam was saying. And it was very credible how they were telling their story, and there's photos of them up on PrisonPlanet.com, all tore up. 9/11 blogger has it too, cut from it. And what they did, I mean, it's just, and Oliver North posing as a conservative. I mean, these people make me sick. They really make me sick. And We Are Change assaulted by police in Louisville. Oliver North confronted, video footage confiscated. Members of We Are Change, this is from WeAreChange.org, actually has the story, were physically removed from Louisville Exposition Center on Sunday after confronting Iran Contra figure Oliver North. Members questioned North on his involvement with continuity of government in the new 9/11 investigation and the concealment camps in America. Lieutenant Oliver North, the Fox News host, was confronted by a combination of actors from We Are Change Ohio, Kentucky Change. Cody Deed stood up during the question and answer session and asked him about the continuity of government program, and that's when the secret police went crazy. So you don't ask questions in America, boy. That's not allowed. This is the land of the coward, home of the slaves. We'll see you at PrisonPlanet.tv on the other side. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved.